Fact check, DHS touts drop in migrant encounters after Title 42, ushers 50K in through lawful pathways. By Randy Clark on June 7, 2023. The Department of Homeland Security claims the Biden-Harris administration's comprehensive plan to manage the border after the expiration of Title 42 resulted in a significant reduction in encounters at the southwest border. Migrant arrests by the Border Patrol have dropped from nearly 11,000 per day to 3,400 on average between May 12 to June 2, 2023. The statement ignores some facts that need clarification. In a statement released on Tuesday, DHS claims, unlawful entries between ports of entry along the southwest border have decreased by more than 70% since May 11. That statement alone may be quickly challenged when read literally. Unlawful entries consist of not only those migrants that are apprehended by the Border Patrol but also those who evade detection and capture known as gotaways. As reported exclusively by Breitbart Texas, during the month of May, more than 50,000 known migrant gotaways were reported by the Border Patrol. That number is an approximation reached using manned and unmanned aerial platforms, sensor and camera technology, and old-fashioned boots on the ground tracking by Border Patrol agents performing routine patrols. For the month of May, an average of more than 1,600 migrants managed to unlawfully enter the United States each day according to a Border Patrol report reviewed by Breitbart Texas. To accurately state with any specificity that unlawful entries between ports of entry have decreased or increased would also need to factor in the impossible task of accurately calculating the unknown, or undetected gotaways. Some of those who fit this category may include those migrants who are encountered away from the immediate border region by other law enforcement agencies as they attempt to move into the interior. As reported by Breitbart Texas, law enforcement sources are reporting migrant smuggling traffic has returned to near pre-Title 42 levels in recent weeks. In one South Texas county near the border, some 15 migrant smuggling cases were interdicted on rural roadways in a seven-day period. Zavala County Sheriff's Office deputies continue to deal with high-speed pursuits, injuries, and significant private property damage as a result. The drop in encounters does not factor in those migrants who are now allowed to openly enter through 8 designated ports of entry along the southwest border with Mexico. Migrants who schedule an appointment through the CBP-1 application are allowed to enter and pursue asylum claims after providing biographical information and presenting a basic claim of fear. In Tuesday's DHS statement, the department listed the number of admissions granted through using the system. Through CBP-1, an average of 1,070 non-citizens presented in a safe and orderly manner at a port of entry each day to be processed during their scheduled appointment time. CBP has, as of June 1, expanded the number of appointments available to 1,250 each day. Migrants requesting entry are processed in the same manner as would be accomplished by Border Patrol agents using CBP officers at the 8 designated ports of entry. DHS has described the program as one of several lawful pathways to avoid entering unlawfully between ports of entry. The tactic also serves to reduce the number of encounters along the southwest border. In yet another lawful pathway program specifically designated for Haitian, Venezuelan, Nicaraguan, and Cuban migrants, some 23,000 applicants were admitted through ports of entry, further reducing the official encounter numbers. A more accurate assessment regarding the conditions and levels of migrant crossings along the border post-Title 42 would indicate an average of more than 7,000 migrant entries per day between May 12 and June 2, 2023. When considering the number of migrant encounters, the known reported gotaways, and the number of migrants diverted to ports of entry under lawful pathways. A slight reduction from the immediate lead-up to the expiration of Title 42 authority, but still an ominous number. To conclude the statement, DHS punts the ball on the administration's responsibility to control the southwest border by stating, "It is abundantly clear that executive action cannot solve the entrenched challenge of migration in our region, and that neither party can address its impact on our border by itself. Until and unless Congress comes together in a bipartisan way to address our broken immigration and asylum system, we will continue to see surges in migration at our border." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.